This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today's Marketplace quiz is in the corporate mix and match category. What do these five companies, Twitter, Yelp, Salesforce, Levi's, and The Gap, have in common? If you guessed they are all based in San Francisco, sadly, only half credits. They are all San Francisco companies, yes, but they are San Francisco companies that are giving up a chunk of their offices. In all, millions of square feet of cubicles and conference rooms that have been flooding the sublease market in San Francisco. That's office space that used to be among the most expensive in the country. And right now, the city by the bay is the emptiest and cheapest it's been in decades, which means somebody's got to be thinking about moving in, right? Marketplace's Matt Levin has that story.
You know when you're in the checkout line at Target and you see that Must Love Dogs DVD on clearance for like $2.99 and you wonder, why in the world is Target still selling DVDs? Stephen McDonald is starting to feel like that Target. But instead of John Cusack rom-coms, he's trying to unload office space in San Francisco.
So this one, the lady's gone. I'm probably paying $12.50 for this. And so I'm going to discount it for you.
McDonald's in his 70s. He's been practicing real estate law for over 30 years. Most of that time he's been here in the Flood Building, which used to be a primo location. A few blocks from Union Square in the Financial District, right off the subway. He's showing me one of the two small offices he's trying to sublet.
Do I get the furniture?
Yes.
Is this mahogany? What is
No, this is cheap Office Depot stuff.
In my defense, I've been working out of my living room for over a year. Anything that isn't IKEA furniture looks pretty elegant. McDonald's offices have been on the market since last fall, when the other lawyers at his firm said they plan to join the hybrid revolution, some days at work, some at home. The problem is every other San Francisco lawyer or therapist or insurance agent has the same idea. With 2 years left on the lease, how low is McDonald willing to go?
Between you and me, $500, because I'm not getting anything. And I just spoke to my administrator to try to remember the room number, and she tells me they dropped the ad. There were no nibbles.
That's probably because about 20% of San Francisco office space is on the market right now, nearly 14 million square feet of emptiness. Robert Sammons is head of West Coast research for the commercial real estate company Cushman & Wakefield. We're outside the Salesforce Tower, the city's tallest building and a gleaming monument to just how much property big tech has devoured over the past decade.
It does hover over you, doesn't it?
Sammons says demand for trophy buildings like this one is holding up pretty well. Nothing says our SPAC killed its IPO like a view of the Golden Gate Bridge from the 61st floor.
If you are a top-tier tenant, if you want to be in the best product in San Francisco, you would look to Salesforce Tower.
But lesser buildings without a commute by gondola option, they're cheaper now. Sammons says that could be an opportunity for the next Salesforce, which right now could be just two coders working out of the proverbial garage.
There are smaller tech companies, there are smaller professional services firms. Now is kind of the time, the sweet spot for a lot of those companies.
So far, startups are doing more window shopping than actual leasing. A different industry is being far more aggressive scooping up space. They're still tech-ish, just not hoodie tech-ish.
If you walk through the lab, you'd see a typical diagnostic lab, and yes, there's lab coats.
Ken Knight is chief operating officer at Invitae, a biotech firm that does DNA testing. Earlier this month, it inked a deal for a second San Francisco location.
We wouldn't have signed the lease if we didn't feel good about the opportunity and what was presented to us. So yeah, we feel good about the deal.
Biotech companies can't go fully remote, and that's been a lifeline for San Francisco real estate. 3 months earlier, drug company Vir Biotechnologies took over Dropbox's headquarters. Not long after, the property sold for over $1 billion. That's a record price per square foot for San Francisco office space. And a strong signal that investors don't think the city is going to ghost itself. Real estate lawyer Stephen McDonald isn't going anywhere. Nibbles or no nibbles, he's made this place his own.
This is a room that, to use the vernacular, I pimped up.
Right before the pandemic, McDonald was putting the finishing touches on what he calls his 18th century lounge. Leather couches, a tapestry from the Austro-Hungarian Empire on one wall, an oil painting of some random French aristocrat he doesn't know on the other.
I was just about to hang this chandelier, 18th century French lantern.
And it's still in the box.
It's still in the box.
McDonald knows other San Francisco law firms are going remote, but he thinks he has a competitive advantage staying put. Even if he can't sublease his extra space, maybe one of his lawyers needs a place to store their DVDs. In San Francisco, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.